Hallelujah. 各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Hallelujah. Peace with you, brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们一起来学习的题目是保罗的祝愿。
Tonight, mutual exhortations. The topic is the benedictions of Paul.
我们知道保罗在写他的书信的时候常常会有很多问候的话。
And as we know, when we read the letters of Paul, he had always sent his regards.
我们请看提摩太前书第一章。
Lesson to First Timothy, chapter First Timothy,
第一章第一节
chapter one verse one.
第一章第一节
chapter one verse one.
奉我们救主神和我们的盼望基督耶稣之命，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。第二节
verse two.
写信给那因信做我真儿子的提摩太，愿恩惠、怜悯、平安。从父神和我们主耶稣基督归于你。再看提摩太后书第一章。
Let's turn to Second Timothy chapter one,
第一章第一节
，verse one.
奉神旨意，照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。第二节
，verse two.
写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神和我们主耶稣基督归于你。保罗跟提摩太是非常非常亲密的关系。
And Paul has a very close relationship with Timothy.
就好像爸爸跟儿子一样。
And the relationship is likened to a father and son.
那保罗写给提摩太的书信就以这两节做一个开头。
And Paul used these two verses as his beginning of the letter.
啊，他做一个祝愿来告诉提摩太对他的期待，也希望神所祝福他的事情。
And he also sent his regards and his instructions, and that Timothy will follow them.
保罗在第二节啊，这个祝福啊是非常的温暖的。
And the benediction in verse two is brings warmth.
他希望提摩太能够从神那边得到三样东西。
And he wished that Timothy will receive three items from God.
啊，就是恩惠。
That is grace,
怜悯
mercy,
还有平安
and peace.
啊，所以今天我们如果每一个基督徒都可以从神那边得到这三样的话，我们就很幸福了。
And today, if we as a Christian can receive this item from God, and it is a blessing.
如果得不到的话
，if we do not have these three things,
虽然我们钱财可能赚很多
，although we may have many money, much money,
房子可能住很大。
Or we are living in a huge house.
但是我们还是一个不快乐的人。
But however, we would not be a happy person.
我们先来讲第一点，愿神的恩惠与我们同在。
And we shall share the first point. May the grace be with you.
什么叫做恩惠呢？
What do we mean by grace?
恩惠就是别人对你好的地方、好的事情。
A grace is regarding somebody who is treating you good.
他没有必要这样做。
He may not be obligated to do so.
但是他对你很好。
But he treat you good.
让你觉得你好像得到一个很特别的恩典，这样。
And let you feel that you have received a special treatment from him.
圣经里面记载，主是我们的牧人。
The Bible recorded that our Lord is our shepherd.
我们就好像绵羊在草地上。
And we are likened to sheep on the pasture.
我们一生要跟随主。
And we must follow him throughout our life.
我们就什么都不缺乏。
Then we will not be lack of anything.
虽然经过死荫的幽谷。
Even though we've been through the depth of the valley.
我们也不怕遭害。
And we will not be harmed.
跟随主最后的结果是什么呢？
And what is the consequence by following Jesus?
请看诗篇二十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 23.
二十三篇第六节。
Psalm chapter 23 verse 6.
诗篇二十三篇第六节。
23 verse 6.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。这一节就是记载我们跟随主到最后的结果是怎么样。
And here tells us the end result by following our Lord Jesus.
跟随主的结果就是恩惠会一生一世的跟着你。
And that the consequence will be the grace will follow us throughout our day of our life.
我们一个人的一生，从出生开始就常常寻找不同的好处。
In the life since we have been born, we in this earth we've been seeking for good things.
我们希望得到父母的恩惠。
We hope to receive our love from our parents.
我们希望得到老师的恩惠。
And we hope that we can receive a grace from our teachers.
长大了，我们出来做工了，闯事业了，我们希望得到老板、客户的恩惠。
And as we get older and have a career, and we wish that our boss will treat us good.
但是如果我们的目标啊，只追求人给的恩惠的话
，But if our goal is to seek goodness from human,
有一天我们可能会失望。
Then perhaps one day we'll be very disappointed.
因为得到了可能会失去。
Because what we get may be lost.
又可能你追求一辈子都得不到任何的恩惠。
Or perhaps we seek in our whole life and we cannot receive any goodness.
但是如果你追求神
，But if you seek God,
就好像大卫一样，以神为他的牧者。
And just like David and he take God as his shepherd.
你不刻意的去追求世界。
You cannot seek the world.
但是神会祝福给你
，and God, however, He'll bless you，
让你什么都不缺乏
，that you will be lack of nothing。
就像大卫，他本来没有想要当王
，it's just like David, he was not intended to be a king。
他本来只想做一个普通的牧羊人
，and he wanted just to be a ordinary shepherd。
神的恩惠就临到他
，but however, the grace of God came to him，
让他做王
，and let him became a king。
大卫从来没有想要发财。
And David never thought to have fortune.
大卫只想把信仰抓得紧紧的。
He only wanted to grasp hold of his faith.
但是神的恩惠就临到他。
But however, the grace of God came upon him.
让他生活没有缺乏。
And that his daily life would not be lacking.
过着非常丰裕的生活。
And he lived an abundant life.
大卫从来没有想过可以当主耶稣基督的祖先。
And David has never thought that his descendant will be from Jesus Christ.
他没有想过要做伟大的事业。
And he would never think that he will have such a big responsibility.
只喜欢当一个普通人。
He wanted to be an ordinary man.
但是神的恩惠临到他。
But however, the grace of God came upon him.
他都成为弥赛亚的祖先，以后要生出大卫来，生出主耶稣来。
And he became, he had the descendant of Messiah, and the Savior came from him.
所以你到处去找恩惠，不一定得到恩惠。
So you may seek for grace everywhere, but you may not receive it.
但是如果找到神。
But however, if you found God,
抓住神
and grab hold of God,
恩惠就会跟随着你
then mercy and grace will follow you always.
很可惜，今天很多基督徒没有搞对这一点。
But however, it's very unfortunate. A lot of Christians did not grab hold of this.
有时候回家想，为什么聚会的人数那么少
？I often ponder why is the attendance of members is so few.
大家说很忙很忙。
Perhaps they are very busy.
他们真的是去找世上的恩惠了。
And they are perhaps seeking the grace from the world.
但是我们要看学习大卫。
But however, we must imitate David.
我们跟神建立关系，神的恩惠自然就跟随你。
If we establish a relationship with God, He will surely give us His grace.
你不用去故意的去找。
And if you do not go and seek for it.
那么我们要怎么样才可以得到神的恩惠呢
？Then how are we going to receive the grace from God？
啊，我们有几点可以来参考。
There are a few points that we can learn。
先来，我们讲讲怎么样才一定得不到神的恩惠。
And first, we will say how then we cannot receive the grace of God。
很简单。
It's very simple。
埋怨的人一定得不到神的恩惠。
Those who complain and certainly they will not receive grace from God。
请看民数记第十四章。
Let us turn to Numbers chapter 44。
第十四章二十九节。
Sorry, chapter 14, Numbers chapter 14.
这里是记载以色列百姓已经在走旷野路了。
Chapter 14 tells us the Israelites are treading upon the wilderness.
他们已经准备要进入迦南地了。
And they are about to enter the land of Canaan.
但是呢，他们常常在埋怨神。
But however, they often complain about God.
到最后的关头也在埋怨神。
Oh, what's that?
最后的关头还在埋怨神。
And even to the last point, they still complain to God.
我们看二十七节。
Let us look at verse 27.
啊，二十七节，这恶会众向我发怨言，我忍耐他们要到几时呢？以色列人向我所发的怨言，我都听见了。第二十九节。
29.
你们的尸首必倒在这旷野，并且你们中间凡被数点从二十岁以外向我发怨言的，必不得进我所应许给你们住的那地，唯有耶夫尼的儿子加勒和嫩的儿子约书亚才能进去。神应许以色列百姓要有进入恩典的地方。
And God promised the Israelites that they will enter the land of grace.
这个地方非常的好。
And this place is very good.
这是迦南美地。
And it's a beautiful land of Canaan.
这是非常宝贵、非常好的地方。
It is very a precious property.
以色列百姓来到门口了。
And then the Israelites has came to the door.
都进不了去。
And yet they cannot enter.
为什么呢?
Why is this so?
他们常常埋怨。
It's because they often grumble.
从出埃及的第一天就开始埋怨了。
They grumble from the day they have left Egypt.
没有水也埋怨。
They have no water, so they complain.
没有的吃也埋怨。
They have no food, so they complain.
遇到危险也埋怨。
And when they encounter danger, they complain.
每天吃一样的也埋怨。
And when they have the same kind of food, they still complain.
天气很热，走路很难又埋怨。
The weather was hot.Or the work was different, a difficulty.
现在听到迦南人那么强大，那么壮，他们一听到就不想打仗了，也埋怨。
And they still complain. And they when they heard that the enemy was huge, and yet they do not want to fight, and they still complain.
神啊，终于忍不住了。
So therefore, God cannot stand any longer.
既然你们那么喜欢埋怨
，since you like to complain，
你们不要进去好了。
So it's better for you not to enter.
因为你们不配
，because you are not worthy。
所以埋怨的人一定得不到神的祝福。
So those who complain will certainly will not receive the blessing from God。
今天我们也是一样。
This is similar to us today。
我们想一想。
Let us think for a minute。
为什么神有时候让我们好像遇到很不顺利
？And why does God sometimes let us face things that are not success？
神是非常完全的全能的。
God is Almighty.
他可以让我们不生病。
He can let us not to have any sickness.
可以让我们不失败。
And He can let no failure came upon us.
没有遇到困难的事情。
And we would not face any difficulty.
这是很简单的可以做到了。
And that is very simple for God.
但是为什么神要让我们遇到这样的事情呢
？But why God want us to encounter such things?
因为我们人就是这样。
So this is such for man.
你不遇到这种事情，你不会长大。
And if you do not face such a thing, you will not grow up.
不遇到这种事情，你不会信靠神。
If you do not face such a thing, you will not rely on God.
你不遇到这种事情，不会学习祷告，不会学习荣耀神。
And if you do not encounter such thing, you will not pray and you will not give glory to God.
你想想看，如果他们在走旷野路那么顺利，整本出埃及记就没有几章了，没有什么恩典可以写了。
So let's see if they were very successful in crossing the wilderness and the Book of Numbers would not be that many chapters.
所以患难就是得到恩典的机会。
So when troubles come, it's a chance to receive grace.
但是如果你在患难的时候埋怨
，But if you complain while having difficulties,
神说：“我本来要给你恩典的，你不配，收回来。
”Then God said, "I actually wanted to give you grace, but you are not worthy, so I'll take it back."
所以今天我们要小心。
So today we must be careful.
不能够埋怨神。
We must not complain against God.
你可能不明白。
Or perhaps you do not understand.
但是我们不能埋怨。
You must not complain.
有个姐妹。
There was a sister.
她很爱主。
He loved God.
做很多圣工。
And she did many work for the Lord.
品格非常的好。
And she got good character.
是一个非常好的姐妹。
So she's a very good sister.
得到癌症。
But however she have cancer.
快要死亡。
And she to the point of death.
她告诉她先生。
And she told her husband.
虽然你不明白。
Even though you do not understand.
虽然你不明白神为什么要接我回去。
And do not understand why God want to take me back.
但是你要接受。
But however you must accept the fact.
太太死了。
When the wife died.
先生非常的难过。
The husband was very sorrowful.
为什么神要接她回去呢
？And asked, "Why did God take her back?"
为什么接的不是我呢
？Why didn't God take me back?、Instead?
我比她还差，为什么要接她回去呢
？I'm a bad character than her. Why didn't God take me back?
不明白。
He didn't understand.
但是要接受。
But he must accept the fact.
因为神就是神。
Because God is God.
生命在神的手中。
Life is in the hand of God.
不明白，但是要接受。
Even though we do not understand, we must accept.
你埋怨的话。
If we complain,
自己的信仰都没有了
then you might even lose your faith.
如果你自己的信仰没有了
if you lose your faith,
就算你活到100岁有什么用呢
even though you live 100 years old, what it is to you?
所以我们今天也是一样
So today, what it is to us?
很多事情不明白
There may be many things that we do not understand.
但是我们不能埋怨
But however, we must not complain.
我们要接受
We must accept.
我们对我们所爱的人也是一样
Even to the person that we love,
有时候我们看到对方的缺点。
Sometimes we see the weakness of others.
有时候你埋怨。
And some you may complain.
有时候反而越弄越糟糕。
You may even create more situation worse than before.
那么人都不喜欢听到埋怨的话。
Because man does not want to listen to complain.
你想他改变。
If you wish him to change.
试试看用别的方法。
You may want to use other methods.
鼓励他。
maybe give encouragement,
帮助他,
help him,
为他祷告,
pray for him.
互相埋怨的话,
but if you put a voice of complaint,
一定得不到恩典的,
then you will not receive grace.
所以我们要常常求主耶稣帮助我们。
So we must often ask God to help us.
哦，主耶稣给我们什么恩典呢？
So what kind of grace did God give us?
以前就是出埃及进到应许之地。
In the past, it was the promise from Egypt into the promised land.
今天也是一样。
Today is the same.
哥罗西书第一章。
Let us turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
哥罗西书第一章十二节
Colossians chapter 1 verse 12
又感谢父叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业十三节
verse 13
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势把我们迁到他爱子的国里我们在爱子里得蒙救赎罪过得以赦免这是保罗告诉我们从神得到的恩典
And here tells us the secret of how to receive grace from God.
保罗说，我感谢神。
Paul said, I thank God.
为什么感谢神呢？
Why did he give thanks to God?
今天我们弟兄姐妹为什么感谢神？
And today, brothers and sisters, why do we give thanks to God?
可能感谢神帮助我找到好的工作。
Perhaps it's because of the job that you find that, found that was good.
帮助我让我生病得医治。
Or help me to get, regain my sickness.
帮助我得到物质的恩典。
And all help me to receive a physical blessing.
但是对保罗来说
But to Paul,
这些不是最大的恩典。
These are not the greatest blessing.
他为什么要感谢神？
Why did he give thanks to God?
我感谢神啊，因为我们呢可以在光明中得到神所给我们的基业。
Because he gives thanks to God because through the light he can see the inheritance from him.
什么基业？
What kind of inheritance?
我们都是移民呢。
We are all immigrants here.
我们本来的国家不好。
And our country of origin is not good.
或是不够好。
Or it's not even better.
所以我们来到加拿大。
So we came to Canada.
希望这里比较好。
And we hope that this is a better place.
所以我们来到这边，得到这边的基业。
So we came here, so we received the inheritance of Canada.
但是这里也不是那么好。
But however, this is not, may not be that good.
前几天有一个新移民从中国大陆来的，在南奈摩那边呢。
Island or here?
Wow. Here. Island Station. Sky Train.
Recently, an immigrant from China just came here and in the Nanaimo Sky Train.
五点多，天黑了。
Around 5 o'clock in the dark.
在走路，被人家后面哭紧，抢他钱包，打了一身。
And she was strangled at the back and was robbed of her purse.
哎呀，她说我想回大陆了，这里比在中国大陆还危险。
And so she said that this is a more dangerous place than China.
温哥华现在很多罪案呢。
There's many crimes in Vancouver.
温哥华真的那么好吗？
Is Vancouver so good?
这里说最好的地方是不是物质的国度啊？
So here the best place is not a physical place.
不是黑暗的权势，不是罪的捆绑。
It's not to be bounded by darkness or bounded by sin.
我们要再一次的移民。
We must once again immigrate.
我们要迁到爱子的国度里面去。
We must go to a place where there is the kingdom.
罪过得以救赎，罪过得以赦免。
That is greater than sin.
我们弟兄姐妹有没有尝尝主的恩典啊？
Brothers and sisters, did you taste the blessing of God?
主的恩典就救我，让我得救。
The grace is that we are being saved and able to be saved.
所以这里常常祷告，保罗就说：“愿恩惠与你同在。”
So that's why God, Paul often prayed that may grace be with you all.
这是让我们常常想到神的恩典。
So that he wants us to taste the blessing of God.
不要埋怨神。
Do not complain.
就算你失去一切
，even though you lose everything.
但是我们讲还有神。
But you still have God.
还有永生，还有救恩。
You still have life and still have eternity.
那我们在恩典当中也要保守自己。
So in grace, we still have to protect ourselves.
我们看罗马书第十一章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 11.
罗马书第十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
十一章二十二节。
11 verse 22.
可见神的恩慈和严厉。像那跌倒的是严厉的，像你是有恩慈的，只要你长久在他的恩慈里，不然你也要被砍下来。这里保罗告诉我们
，Here Paul tells us，
神是有恩典
，That in God there is grace，
但是也有严厉
，But however there's sternness as well，
就好像一个父亲
，It's just like a father。
如果一个父亲只有恩典的话
，If a father has only grace，
这个是一个最坏的父亲
，Then he is a worst kind of father。
孩子做什么都可以。
that's to say the children can do anything he wants.
永远不会责骂孩子。
And he, because he will never scold the son.
孩子回来说，哎呀，先生很坏啊，先生都骂我打我。
And the son may come home and say that the teacher is bad and always rebuke me.
你告诉他怎么可以有这个先生？我去骂先生，骂老师。
And then you may say that, oh, this is the bad teacher. I'll go to your school and scold him.
这样的父亲是害死儿女的父亲。
Such a parents is the parents that will ruin the children.
如果父母永远觉得儿女都是对的话，
if the parents always think that the son is correct,
害死自己的儿女，
then he will ruin the children.
是父亲母亲也要严厉的时候。
So at times the mother or father has to be stern.
神也是一样。
It's same as God.
神有恩惠。
God has grace.
你听他的话。
If you listen,
你得到他的恩惠。
You will receive his grace.
但是你不听他的话。
But if you disobey him,
你自己跑走了。
And if you go beyond the boundary,
你跌倒了。
You fall,
是你自己的问题啊。
Then it is your own problem.
神会向他很严厉的。
Because God will be stern with you.
所以保罗说，我们要长久保持在他的恩惠里面。
So Paul tells us that we must always be in his grace.
不然呢，自己也会被砍下来。
Or else you'll be cut off.
当时的犹太人就是这样。
This is likened to the Israelite in the early days.
保罗讲犹太人的问题。
This is what Paul tells us about the problem of the Jews.
我是神的选民呢。
Because they think that they are the chosen people of God.
亚伯拉罕的子孙呢。
They are the descendant of Abraham.
神的恩在我身上。
And the grace is upon them.
讲那么大声。
They spoke so loudly about it.
结果被神砍下来。
However, and that God cut them off.
明明救恩是要给他们的。
It was definitely that the grace was going to come upon them. However, they were being cut off.
今天我们也是一样。
This is similar to us today.
我们是基督徒。
We are all Christians.
我们是真教会的基督徒。
We are all Christians of the true church.
有真理，有圣灵。
We have the Holy Spirit and the truth.
我们在神的恩惠里面。
We are in God's grace.
但是很多人一开始在恩惠里面。
But many people started with God's grace,
但是没有长久在恩惠里面。
But however, did not stay in God's grace for longer period.
洗礼的不是很多吗？
Weren't there many being baptized?
但是为什么聚会的那么少？
But however, why there are so many, so less people attending service?
所以说拣选的不是很多吗？
Didn't Lord Jesus chose many?
为什么爱主为主做工的那么少？
Why there are so few people loving Lord, the Lord and also work for him?
没有长久在主的恩典里。
Because they did not stay in the Lord longer.
所以我们要求主的恩惠啊，真的要常常跟我们在一起。
So we must pray to God, ask his grace to be upon us forever.
第二点。
Second point,
主的怜悯，
the mercy of God.
愿主的怜悯与我们同在。
May the mercy of God be with us always.
我们从小到大，
since young,
尤其是我们小时候做的坏事的时候都很害怕。
And we may done many things and we were fear of those things.
我们怕父亲母亲会责打我们。
We could be fear of our parent and he could be disciplining us.
怕老师会打我们。
Or we are afraid of the teacher, they,
就算我们长大了，我们得罪人，我们就希望别人，哎呀，说算了算了，没关系。
Even though when we grown up, when we trespass against somebody, we often think that they will forgive us.
如果我们得罪了别人
，if we
别人说，我你要跟我好好给你记住了。
And if people think that you have done very bad to them,
你就要小心一点。
Then they might say that, oh, be careful.
这样你心里面就很害怕。
And then you may have fear in you.
你得不到原谅。
If you are not forgiven.
我们都希望得到原谅。
We are always want people to forgive us.
但是我们有没有怜悯人呢？
But however, did you ever show mercy to others?
我们看马太福音第五章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章第七节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 7.
五章第七节。
5 verse 7.
怜恤人的有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。这里主耶稣告诉我们。
Here the our Lord Jesus tells us.
被赦免，蒙怜悯的是有福气的。
Blessed are those who are merciful.
但是我们一定要先怜悯别人，才有办法得到怜悯。
We must first show mercy in order to receive mercy.
我们常常说饶恕别人。
We often say we forgive others.
饶恕别人，有人常放在嘴巴里。啊，我原谅你了。
Sometimes it may be only lip service that we say we forgive others.
有时候啊，我们在吵架的时候，这句都会讲出来。
And often when we are in when we quarrels, we often say this.
吵架的时候都会跟对方讲说， 你上次三年前那个不是这样吗？我已经原谅你了，但是你还是这样。
And you all, and you would bring this up that I have, three years ago the incidents I had forgive you, but now you are doing it again.
但是真正的饶恕啊，是从怜悯开始的。
But the true forgiveness is from mercy.
你没有怜悯的话
，If you don't show mercy,
你觉得他很坏。
If you think he's bad,
你就算真的原谅了他，也不是真的原谅。
Even though you have forgive him, you may not truly forgive him.
但是如果你怜悯他
，Why didn't you show mercy on this person?
他很可怜的。
He may be very pitiful.
他不知道他自己做什么。
He did not know what he has done.
如果他知道
，If he knew,
他就不会这样做。
Then he would not do such.
他真的很可怜。
So he is very pitiful.
我常常在想，为什么主会原谅我们？
I always often think, why did our Lord Jesus forgive us?
这好像主耶稣给我们怜悯。
It's just like that our Lord Jesus has shown mercy to us.
主耶稣都知道我们，哎呀，可能我们做的时候不知道。
Our Lord Jesus perhaps know that what we have done, we did not even know about it.
我们看犹大书。
Let us turn to Jude.
启示录的前面。犹大书二十一节。
Jude before Revelation, verse 21.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
保守自己藏在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。第二十一节是告诉我们，我们要仰望主的怜悯。
Verse 21 tells us that we must wait for the mercy of our Lord.
我们做了很多错事。
We may have done many wrong things.
很多软弱。
We may be weak.
每天祷告我们要求什么？
And in our prayer every day, what do you ask for?
求怜悯。
We must ask for mercy.
但是呢，二十二节。
What about verse 22?
有些人存疑心，你们要怜悯他们啊。
You must be sure, you must show merciful to those who doubt.
二十二节就告诉我们了，你要神怜悯吗？二十节你自己也要去怜悯人。
Verse 22 tells us if you want people to mercy, show mercy, you must first show mercy first.
你们要怜悯他们。
You must show mercy to them.
为什么有些人会存疑心呢？
Why does people doubt?
就是很软弱。
It's because they are weak.
很软弱才会存疑心。
When they're weak, they will have doubt.
如果信心很好，就不会存疑心了。
If they have good faith, then they will not have doubt.
圣经说，对那些软弱的，你要怜悯。
The Bible tells us those who are weak, you must have those who are weak, you must show mercy.
但是有时候我们刚好相反。
But however, we may do the opposite.
对那些刚强的，我们很羡慕的眼光。
And those that are strong, we always envious those.
都比我们软弱的。
And those who are weaker than us.
或者是看起来比我们软弱的。
Or those seems to be weaker than us.
或者是表现比较不好的。
Or those that does not have good deeds.
我们都会异样的眼光。
Then we will show different opinion about them.
你看，他都是这样。
And they say, this is what he is like.
他就是不能改的。
And he will never change.
那么软弱。
So weak he is.
犯罪。
Sin.
但是圣经告诉我们啊。
However, the Bible tells us.
因为他很软弱，才需要你的怜悯。
Because he is weak, and therefore he wants your mercy.
像我们看到弟兄姐妹。
It's just like when we see brothers and sisters today.
如果比较少来聚会了。
If they seldom come to church service.
我们要想。
We must think.
为什么他少来聚会？
Why is he come to the church less?
不要只说哎，他是软弱的。
We must not say, oh, he's weak.
为什么他少来？
Why is he come to church less?
是不是生活太忙碌了？
Is it because that he's busy with his daily life?
他的工作没有办法让他常聚会。
Or is his homework has bounded him?
他的信心没有办法达到那个程度呢？
And is his faith did not reach that level?
所以我们有时候要站在主的立场来想一个人。
So we must stand in the viewpoint of Lord Jesus.
所以我们要求主让他的怜悯充满在我们心里。
So we must seek the mercy of God to be abundantly in us.
主耶稣也打了一个比喻。
And our Lord Jesus tells us a story.
我们去看马太福音第十八章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 18.
有关于怜悯的问题。
Matthew chapter 18 tells us about mercy.
所以从第二十六节开始。
Verse 22.
26节。
26.
那仆人就俯伏拜他说：“主啊，宽容我，我将来我都要还清。”那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。 这里是记载主耶稣讲一个比喻。
Here tells us a parable from our Lord Jesus.
天国好像一个王。
That in the kingdom of God there is a king, like a king.
有一个人欠他好多好多银子，有一千万两银子。
There was a person that owed him the thousands of talents.
等于250年的工资。
Equal to a 200 years salary.
我们今天250年的工资有多少钱
？250 years of salary. How much is it worth today?
啊，如果我们一年赚3万。
Perhaps we earn 30,000 a year.
那么250×3万是多少？
250,000, how much would that be?
哇，100多万啊。
It would be 100.
对不对？很多钱，很多钱，我们一辈子都玩不了。
Oh, it be, so there's so much money that we will, can never earn that amount.
但是呢，这个仆人很可怜。
But it's, this, work, this servant is very pitiful.
欠那么多钱。
He owes so much money.
好王说好了，反正你也还不了。
So the good king said, "Oh, since you will not able to repay me."
好了，算了算了。
So let it be so.
他说没关系，我以后会还清的。
So he says, "I will repay you one day."
算了算了，你不可能还得清啊。
But he says, "Okay, it's okay. You will never pay me back."
你一年赚多少？你什么时候可以还得清这个钱
？Think about how much you can earn in a year, and you can never pay me back.
你把自己卖掉、宰掉都还不了这个钱。
Even though you sell your own, sell yourself, you will not be able to repay the debt.
算了算了算了。
So it's okay.
哎呀，那仆人就很高兴了。
So the servant was very happy.
很轻松了。
And he was very, he was at ease.
大概出去的时候还吹着口哨出去啊！哇、哦，好高兴啊！今天 lucky 啊
！And maybe he felt very lucky and whistled on his way out.
看到一个他的朋友。
But however, he met his friend.
哦，你欠我10块钱。
And he said, "Oh, you owe me $10.
赶快还，赶快还。
Quickly repay me."
他说：“哎呀，暂时没有啊，晚一点可不可以
？”But he said, "I don't have the money now. Can I pay you back later?"
不单只是用嘴巴讲，他手捏住他的喉咙。
But not only he was demanding, but however was strangling.
好像今天的那个高利贷，高利贷要追钱了。
It's just like those who comes to come for the debt.
打喉咙，赶快还钱给我。
And they will ask, pay me back quick.
我说没有啊，等一下，晚一点好不好
？They say, oh, I don't have any money. Can I pay you back later?
没有钱，把他放到监里。
And so, if you don't have money, I'll put you in jail.
那个王知道。
Then the news came to the God, the Lord.
很生气。
And he was very unhappy,
把他抓来
angry, and so he called his servant back.
你欠我那么多，我都原谅你。
That you owe me so much, and I even cancel your debt.
别人欠你一点点。
And here a person owe you a little money.
你都不原谅别人。
And you did not even show forgiveness.
好，现在我也不原谅你。
Now I will not show mercy on you.
把他关起来。
So he put him in jail.
大概永远都不用出来。
And as such that he will never ever come out of prison.
这个比喻告诉我们什么？
What does the parable tell us?
主耶稣讲的比喻都是生活上的。
Our Lord Jesus always tells us parable that is applicable to our life.
常常会发生的事情。
And it, things that will always happen in our life.
那个很坏不原谅别人的仆人就是我们。
And that bad servant could be us.
主耶稣都十字架上都原谅了我们的罪债。
And Jesus even died on the cross to forgive our sin.
我们有什么债主耶稣没有原谅？
And what other sin that Jesus did not forgive us?
没有。
No.
通通原谅。
He has forgive us everything.
一千万两银子。
1,000 talents.
250年的工资。
250 years of wages.
所以说完全原谅我们。
And he cancelled that debt.
我们受洗了。
And we received baptism.
我们出去了。
And we have left.
看到一个弟兄。
And we saw a brother.
看到一个姐妹。
Or saw a sister.
讲了一句话。
And we say something.
做了件事情。
Or do something.
生气了几十年。
And that will cause anger for 10 over years.
没有办法放弃。
And we can never forget about this matter.
这个时候主耶稣就来了。
And then our Lord Jesus will come.
我们最怕的就是主耶稣讲那句话。
And what we were most afraid of what Jesus will say to us.
我们最怕的就是以后听到主耶稣讲34节。
And what we are most afraid of what our Lord Jesus will say to us in verse 34.
主人就大怒。
He will be very angry.
把他交给掌刑的。
And then he will send us to
jail. 等他还清了所欠的债。
And that he will want us to pay him back, then he will let us out.
以后在审判台前，我们最好不要听到这句话。
At the time of judgment day, we hope that we will not hear this sentence.
因为听到这句话，我们就不能得救。
Because if we hear this word, we will certainly not be saved.
你说为什么不能得救？
Why aren't we able to be saved?
我已经接受了洗礼了。
I have already received baptism.
宝血洗去我的罪了。
The precious blood has washed away all my sin.
但是你看按这个比喻,
but however, you look at this parable.
如果我们不赦免人,
if we do not show mercy,
主耶稣cancel的罪都可以要回来。
What Jesus has cancelled our sin and he may recall.
我们今天有没有不赦免人?
And today have we not shown mercy to others? Perhaps it's just lip service.
但是35节说,你们如果不从心里,其实心里不是嘴巴,心里饶恕我。
But if verse 35 says, if we did not forgive others from our heart,
如果你嘴巴说我赦免他,
it may be just from your lips that you forgive others.
心里还是很恨他,
but in your heart, you still hated him.
英文说, bitterness, 就是很苦毒的, 一想到这个人,
you may have bitterness in your heart, and once you think about this person, it will bring sorrow.
这就是没有从心里原谅。
So this shows us you have never forgiven.
主耶稣就会把我们的债通通从抽屉里面，从最底层挖出来跟你算。
If that's the case, then our Lord Jesus will recall the debt that you owe him.
主啊，不要这样对我们。
So we must pray to God and ask Jesus not to treat us this way.
今天有谁得罪我们呢？
Today, who has wronged against us?
如果我们像主一样，
if we are like Lord,
对他有怜悯的话，
and show the servant merciful, then we will not have any anger in our heart.
所以保罗跟提摩太说，你要愿主的怜悯在你身上，就是你也要去怜悯人的意思啊。
So this is why Paul encouraged Timothy to have mercy in his heart, so that he can show mercy to others.
在美国有个弟兄，
in the state is a brother.
他生病，
He was sick.
因为他是留学生，没有医疗保险。
Because he is an overseas student, so therefore he had no insurance.
但是去医院急诊。
However, he landed up in the emergency room in the hospital.
欠医院几十万块,
and he owed $10,000+ to the hospital.
哎呀, 怎么办？
So what can he do?
帮我卖掉也没有几十万美金,
even though he sell himself, there's no not that much money.
怎么办?
So what can he do?
真的像这个例子啊, 像1000万两银子。
So this is likened to that 100 over 1000 the parable we just read.
他祷告,
and so he prayed.
叫传道帮他祷告,
and he asked the church and asked the preacher to pray for him.
奇迹发生了,
and miracle happened.
有个社工跟他讲说, 你是留学生, 你没有钱, 但是你可以申请一个什么的补助。
And a social worker came and advised him that since you are overseas student, you do not have to pay, and there is a subsidy for you.
后来进了那个钱, 真的不用缴了。
and later on, there was this amount of money, and he did not have to come out from his pocket.
他心里面太感谢主了。
So deep in his heart, he gave thanks to the Lord.
主免了我的债啊。
That the Lord has forgiven his debt.
今天主免了我们的债比这个钱还多。
And today, the Lord has forgiven us the debt even more than money.
我们要求怜悯的。
We must seek for mercy.
就要先怜悯别人。
We must first show mercy to others.
第三点。
Third point.
我们要求平安。
We must seek for peace.
看约翰福音第20章。
Let's turn to John chapter 20.
约翰福音第20章21节。
20 verse 21.
20章。
Chapter 20.
19节开始。
Start from verse 19.
20章19节。
Chapter 20 verse 19.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上, 门徒所在的地方, 因怕犹太人, 门都关了, 耶稣来站在他们当中, 对他们说, 愿你们平安。 20节,
verse 20.
说了这话, 把手和肋旁指给他们看, 门徒看见主, 就喜乐了。 21节,
21.
耶稣又对他们说, 愿你们平安。 主耶稣显现给门徒看,
here Jesus appeared to his disciples.
这里连续讲了两次, 愿你们平安。
Here twice he said, peace be with you.
为什么主耶稣讲, 愿你们平安?
Why did Jesus say, peace be with you?
因为他们那个时候很不平安。
Because they did not have peace at that time.
为什么不平安呢?
Why didn't they have peace?
他们肉体很平安呢?
It may physically at peace.
他们门是关着的。
The door was closed.
外面的人进不来。
And nobody can enter.
不能够害他们呢?
And can come in and harm them.
但是因为他们信心软弱,
it's because they were weak in faith.
虽然门关起来,
even though the door was closed,
内心还是很害怕,
the inner self has no peace.
很害怕, 所以没有平安。
They were afraid and therefore they have no peace.
很恐惧, 所以没有平安。
They have fear and therefore they have no peace.
但是主一出现,
but however the Lord appeared,
第一句话,
and the first words,
愿你们平安。
Peace be with you.
今天我们也是一样。
Today is the same for us.
今天我们有没有平安？
Today do we have peace?
我们可能住在大房子里面。
Today we may live in a big house.
我们可能门锁得很紧。
Maybe you have locks on and tightly locked.
但是如果我们感觉不到主的同在。
But however, if you don't have the feelings of abundance of God,
没有平安的。
Therefore, you would not have peace.
主耶稣怎么给我们平安呢？
And how did Jesus give us peace?
我们请看约翰福音十四章。
Let us turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章
John chapter 14
27节
verse 27
十四章二十七节
14 verse 27
我留下平安给你们我将我的平安赐给你们我所赐的不像世人所赐的你们心里不要忧愁也不要胆怯耶稣所讲的话非常宝贵
And word spoken by our Lord Jesus is precious
耶稣说我留平安给你们
Jesus says I'llIn peace, I'll live with you.
主耶稣人会走
that, man will leave you.
主耶稣会升天
Our Lord Jesus will rise to heaven.
但主耶稣留平安给门徒
But however, Jesus leave them with peace.
主耶稣留的平安跟世人所给的平安不一样
The peace that Jesus gave is different from the world.
世界人认为有钱就有平安
In the world, man thinks once you have money, you have peace.
有钱就有安全感
You have money, you have the...security.
所以很多人把钱抓得很紧。
So many grab hold of money.
但是有钱真的就有一切的平安了吗
？But truly, is when you have money, do you have peace?
有了钱，你就会怕失去钱。
You once you have money, you'll be afraid of losing money.
有钱的时候，你就怕别人会谋你的钱。
When you have money, you're afraid of people.Plotting your money
会抢劫你的钱
They may, may take money away from you
如果你身上现在有100万加币在身上
May steal the money from you But let's say you have $1 million in your pocket
你晚上睡得着吗
Can you sleep in the night
你怕说哎呀我这一百万要放哪里
And you say oh where would I hide my $1 million
有人以为有权位就有平安
And some think that once you have power you have peace
是权位最不保障。
However, power is not something can guarantee.
你今天是总统。
Today you may be a president.
明天别人推翻了。
And you may be overturned by somebody.
可能就流亡海外。
And you may turn to be living exile in another country.
权位不能给人家平安。
Power cannot give people peace.
有人以为学问给人家平安。
Some people say education give peace.Education give peace.
学问没有办法给我们平安。
Education cannot give you peace.
你知道越多，害怕越多。
The more you know, the more fear you will have.
所以世界的平安不是真的平安。
So peace from the world is not truly peace.
这里说主的平安是不一样的。
So here tells us the peace from our Lord is different.
主的平安让你心里边非常的稳妥。
The peace from our Lord will give you stability in your heart.
不害怕
then you will not be afraid.
无论是什么的情况
no matter what kind of situation,
你感觉到主所跟我们同在
then you will feel that our Lord will be with you.
我们请看腓立比书
Let us turn to Philippians
第四章
Chapter 4
四章第六节
Chapter 4 verse,
从第四节开始吧
Chapter 4 verse 4
你们要靠主常常喜乐我再说你们要喜乐第五节
verse 5
当叫众人知道你们谨慎的心主已经近了这里说主已经近了
Here tells us the Lord is near
很靠近的意思
That is to tell us it's very very close
主耶稣在我们的身边了
He may be just beside us
你知不知道呢
Do you know
第六节
verse 6
应当一无挂虑只要凡事这个祷告祈求和感谢照你们所要的告诉神第七节
7.
神所赐人出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念这是非常宝贵的
This is a very precious verse
你有困难
If you have trouble
你有软弱
If you are weak
你有所求的
If you have needs
你要祷告告诉神
You must pray and petition it to God
神会给你什么呢
What will God give you
神不一定给你所要求的
God may not give you what you seek
但神会给你平安
God will give you peace
你可能求一样事情
Perhaps you seek for something
但是神说这个我不给你
But our Lord say, I will not give you this.
但是我会给你平安。
But I'll give you peace.
就像主耶稣在客西马利园。
It's just like when our Lord in the Mount Gethsemane.
他求父啊，我不想吃这个杯啊。
He said, God, I would not want to take this cup.
太恐怖了。
It is very fearful.
他求了三次。
He prayed three times.
父没有听他。
God, the Father did not listen.
因为如果听他。
Because if he listened,
今天我们就没有救恩了。
Then today we would not have salvation.
没有听他。
If God did not listen to him.
但是呢，给他平安。
But God gave him peace.
给他力量。
Give him strength.
祷告完了。
After the prayer,
起来。
He stood up.
面对十字架。
Face the cross.
今天我们也是一样。
Today is the same for us.
你所求的不一定是神要给你的。
What you pray for may not be what God give you.
但是我们求的时候要求平安。
But when we pray,when we ask, we must ask for peace.
无论怎么样，让你的平安充满我。
No matter what situation, we must ask peace to be with us.
我们知道，当我们求一件事情的时候
，As we know, when we seek for certain things,
如果是合乎主的旨意的话
，It is if it's in accordance with the will of God.
我们在做一件事情的时候
，And when the thing that we do,
如果是合乎主的旨意的话
，If it's in accordance with God,
一定很平安的。
And it will be in peace.
因为你跟神所要你做的是一样。
Because the thing that you do will be similar to what God wanted.
但是如果你做一件事情的时候
，But if you when do such when you do such
你求一件事情的时候
，Or when you ask for certain things，
心里很不安稳。
And you may your heart may trouble.
你要小心。
Then you would have to be careful.
这不一定是神所允许。
Because it may not be the wishes of God.
所以第七节说，神要赐给你出人意外的平安。
So he tells us that God will give you peace beyond your understanding.
在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀疑呢。
In Christ, He will guide your, He will guard your heart.
所以保罗告诉提摩太。
So Paul told Timothy,
你要愿主的平安在你身上。
So that may the peace be in you.
最后我们来看希伯来书。
Lastly, let us read Hebrew.
希伯来书。
Hebrew.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
四章十五节。
4 verse 15.
因我们的大祭司。兵费不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。第十六节
，verse 16。
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到诗人的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。这里告诉我们，作为一个基督徒，有非常非常好的一个特权。
And he tells us, as a Christian, we have a very special privilege.
有什么特权呢
？What kind of a privilege？
我们有一个大祭司
，that we have a high priest，
不是人。
He's not man.
是主耶稣基督。
He is Lord Jesus Himself.
他会带给我们刚刚所讲的那三样东西。
And He will bring us the three things that we have just mentioned.
第十五节说，他是体恤我们的软弱。
Verse 15 tells us He has sympathy with our weakness.
有怜悯。
And He has mercy.
第二
，second，
十六节
，16，
我们靠他可以坦然无惧。
If we are through him we will have confidence.
坦然无惧就有平安呢。
If you have confidence, then you will have peace.
如果你来到神的面前，你很害怕。
If you come before the Lord and you are very fearful,
代表你还没有认罪。
That tells us that you have not confessed your sin.
还没有得到神的赦免。
And have not received the forgiveness of God.
当然都没有平安。
Therefore, you will not have peace.
坦然无惧就是有平安。
And when you have confidence, then you will have peace.
那么到最后呢，我们可以蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
Then in the end, that you have grace to help us.
所以愿主的恩惠
，and may the grace,
怜悯
mercy,
平安
，and peace
与我们同在
，be with us all.
像是
Let's sing hymn
507首
507.